15, where we read, "And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Beloved congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we read in our text the words of our Savior spoken to his apostles. "I have eagerly desired to have this Passover with you before I suffer." Well, perhaps you remember that the second last one that I had the honor to administer, we have stressed the importance of those words, "with you." It unfolds as a threefold theme, a theme also expressed in a form for the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Remember, the first theme was, "He with us." The second theme, in logical order, "We with him." And as a result, there is also that third, "We with one another." The last Lord's Supper that I honor to administer, we answered the question whether this word of our Savior was a declaration, proclamation, addressed to his disciples only, or whether it was also addressed to others. It became clear, did it not, that our Savior's proclamation of his eager desire to eat this last Passover was not exclusively addressed to his apostles, but that these words were the mark of all the Lord's Suppers, these table communions for all times, table communions with him, the head of his Catholic Church. We learn that we have in our text the institution of a sacrament for the New Testament Church, and not just for his disciples then. It is a church sacrament, and one in which our Savior was and is eager to participate, for he is the host. We concluded, therefore, that these words spoken by our Savior at his last Passover was indeed addressed via the apostles to the New Testament church as a whole, the church of which we are members. So at this time, we want to draw the attention for a moment to some other words of our Savior he used here in our text, words he used with certain emphasis. "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." This Passover. What is the reason for this? Well, considering the time, considering the hour, there is something special with this Passover, something that wasn't present with all those other ones, which Christ without his disciples had celebrated thus far. That special element is there only with this particular Passover, and that's the reason for this emphatic "this Passover." The first thing that is so special of this Passover is that it is the last Passover that Christ will eat here on earth. This Passover is his last Passover. And secondly, it is special in the fact that this Passover is the very last Passover. It's the one that concludes all those Old Testament Passovers, period. And therefore, every Passover that was going to be celebrated after this particular Passover would be senseless, meaningless, useless, without content and without purpose. After this Passover, it is also no longer carried the significance of being a foreshadow, because in the meantime, as we know in Christ, its fulfillment has arrived. For also that last Passover, and that Passover belonged to, well, what we call that frosted mirror, that dim glass of the foreshadows, on which our brothers and sisters in the Old Testament had put their hope in faith. The dim glass of the foreshadows through which they could see already vaguely, but from afar, the reality of its fulfillment by Christ our Savior. The destination of dim glass of foreshadows is then the fullness of time in which it is to be broken up, is to be eliminated, because of the great breakthrough of that reality of its fulfillment in Christ. And that's also the destination of this particular Passover, which the Savior was now most eager to eat with his disciples. Yet the rising sun of the New Testament dispensation, of the New Testament period of the church, caused its rays to shine on those shadows and make them disappear forever. The time for now has come at this particular Passover. Only a few hours yet, and the Old Testament Passover will have come to a definite close. And this last Passover, about to be eaten by our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and his apostles, is then also being celebrated at the border, the boundary between the two church dispensations of the Old and the New. And as a result, the Old Testament Passover may not itself cross this border into the New, but has to stay behind in the Old. With all those other Old Testament shadows. For they have now fulfilled their purpose. They have done their service to our brothers and sisters in the Old Testament. So, beloved, that's what our Savior most emphatically stated here. Behold, the new has come, and therefore the old can now finally be done away with. And that's the reason why our Savior so eagerly desired to eat this Passover with the apostles, with those first members of the New Testament church. The Lord is eager to eat this Passover because he knows and he proclaims that it is the very last Passover. All further celebrations of this Old Testament Passover, as I said, would be useless, meaningless from here on in. This Passover then finally closes the door on that Old Testament meal of commemoration. This Passover is the final conclusion to it all. And therefore, if something needs to be done yet with a view to this Old Testament Passover, then it should be done now. At this time now, when the Savior celebrated this Passover with his apostles, for the time, the hour had now truly come. And beloved, we know that something had to happen. The Lord Jesus from here on in hurried himself along to move away from this Passover of shadows in order to draw that other meal into the light. His supper, the Holy Supper, yes, the Lord's Supper. Indeed, beloved, that's the reason why he so eagerly desired to eat this Passover, because he sees across this Passover the door go wide open to the dispensation of the New Testament church. He sees here already all those followers of his, all those members of his church across that new dispensation, the dispensation of fulfillment in which we live, we and our children. And that's how he also sees us as we prepare ourselves to attend his table today. That's how he sees us to attend the table of fulfillment, the table at which we will commemorate what he had to do to bring that Old Testament Passover to its final close. We will have communion, we will have fellowship with him and with his church of all ages. Yeah, when we indeed commemorate his suffering and death on that historical cross just outside Jerusalem, and with the full understanding that it was necessary, a necessary condition to end the last of all Passovers, absolutely necessary to meet the perfect justice of a holy and righteous God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And that is with respect to our sins, with respect to our original sin as mankind back in paradise, as well as our actual daily sins, with which you're all too familiar yet. So, beloved of the Lord, let us observe this eager desire of our Savior to eat that last of all Passovers. Yes, let us remember his eagerness to bring it to a close in order to have us now eagerly reach out for its fulfillment. As it is so wonderfully expressed in the Holy Supper, the meal which we are about to attend, about to observe, and also to use in faith, fully conscious of its significance, fully conscious as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup of his suffering and death on that historical cross 2,000 years ago, of all what he had to do when when he spoke those telling words to his apostles, the apostles of his New Testament church, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover, with you before I suffer. And also consciously commemorate and remember them while we use these symbols of bread and wine, of symbols of his body and blood, of what he had to do before he could also say those other words, those triumphant words on the cross. It is finished.